This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Donald Trump has secured some really big deals on this visit over to the Middle East. And one of them is specifically talking about these AI chips. That company, NVIDIA, will be able to sell hundreds of thousands of these AI chips in Saudi Arabia. And we know that AI is just the future. Whether or not we like it, because I have mixed feelings about it, it is here to stay, and I think it comes down to we have to embrace it to a certain degree, but cautiously embrace it. At least that's the approach that I think is necessary. I don't think it should just be full steam ahead, let's go. There have to be some sort of regulations. There has to be safeguards in place to make sure that we're not going too crazy here.
You're talking about AI?
Yeah. Well, it's two letters. Did you know that?
Yeah. What does that stand for? Assisted intelligence?
It does. Assisted intelligence.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I bet Kamala could probably tell you what it stands for if any of you aren't really sure.
No, I don't think that she could. Neither could Pete Buttigieg.
What does he say about it?
I don't know what he says about it, but I'm sure it'll be stupid. As the president said today, he's riding a bicycle wherever he's going. So he's running for president again, by the way. The AI thing, I think it's a great deal. I'm really glad my broker called me up and said, you know what, this is back around the time that the market took a crap on Liberation Day. My broker called me up and said, we think you should buy NVIDIA.
Oh, really?
Because it dropped like a rock when all of those tariffs seemed to be going into effect. And it has exploded then. So, you know, this is the, again, buy low, sell high kind of thing. When all those people panicked and sold their crap on Liberation Day, they were smart people. And I'm not saying I'm one of them. I got good advice to go in and buy some of that stuff. Apart from the deal, which I think is good for the United States, I think if you listen to that speech that J.D. Vance gave to the world right after they got elected, when he flew over and he gave that, I played parts of it because it was so eye-opening to have somebody in that position, that close, a heartbeat away from the presidency, fully versed in this issue, intelligent, understanding it at a level way above my understanding of where this technology is and the possible impact it could have on our lives. That's comforting to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that we're going to necessarily make the best decisions with it. I hope that we do. I hope we put those guardrails in place. But, of course, the danger is you've got a bunch of countries, including these Arab countries, certainly China, India, where they are I'll exclude the Arab countries from it, but let's definitely look at China and possibly India and Russia. They steal our stuff. They constantly mine our intelligence and things we've created, and then they bastardize it, for lack of a better term. And that's where I worry about it. I don't know that the threat from AI will come from within the United States, I think we're going to have some guardrails in place. I worry about what bad actors are going to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't be asleep at the wheel here in the United States, because if we slow down too much on AI, these other companies are just going to ramp things up. So it's this fine balance that I think we're trying to strike, and that's what's really challenging. But, I mean, no doubt AI has already really changed things, and now it's really starting to change things in the court system. There was a trial that just happened about a situation where there was a road rage incident that ended up being deadly. This man was, well, he was convicted of shooting this 37-year-old man, Christopher Pelkey, over road rage. This happened in Arizona, did I say 2021? And obviously, Christopher Pelkey, the victim, died. He was shot to death. So he couldn't testify, right? And you normally have victim impact statements.
Right.
So what they decided to do, and this is the first time apparently this has ever happened in the U.S. courts, his family was able to work with a company to use an AI, to use AI to create this video using his likeness to give him a voice in the court, and they played it during the sentencing. Listen to part of this story, okay? Talking about Christopher Pelkey.
Wow.
Here's Chris in a real recording before his death.
Just like Jesus says, you know, love God and love people.
And here's the AI version, forgiving the shooter, scripted by Stacy.
It is a shame we encountered each other that day in those circumstances. In another life, we probably could have been friends. I believe in forgiveness and in God who forgives. I always have, and I still do.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Took his family years to come up with the script to put those words into his mouth, because that's the danger in all of this.
How?
Is that you don't know what this guy Chris would want to say to him. Now, obviously, the family opted to have a kind message saying, I believe in forgiveness and I think we could have been friends in another life, and more or less it's unfortunate that things ended the way that they did. But It is interesting to think, is this the future? Is this what they're going to do when someone dies and they just use AI to give them a voice? Because obviously you're just hearing it. It's radio.
Mark the tape.
There's video of this guy too talking.
Mark the tape. If that happens to me, I want my message to be expletive filled.
Beep, 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 beep.
So here's my question, and I'm not a lawyer. Never went to law school. But I've covered a lot of trials, and I've observed for 35 years as a member of the media. How in the hell did the defense not walk out of the courtroom before allowing that to be admitted as evidence in a trial? It was hearsay. It was putting words into a dead man's mouth. How did a judge allow that to be used and let the jury ever see it? I don't understand that. I didn't go to law school, but I've heard enough objections from attorneys that that's not even secondhand stuff. That's a cheap fake.
I'm a little surprised. It sounds like it was controversial that they were weighing whether or not this would be admitted. In Arizona, it says victims can give their impact statements in any digital format. So it sounds like that was one of the arguments that they tried to make to get this to be allowed.
Wow.
But I mean,
why
I would
not just
I
let
would,
his family stand up there and speak.
They
for
felt
him.
Like this would be more effective.
Well, it is because it's going to elicit all kinds of emotions from the jury that you wouldn't otherwise get. I just can't believe the attorneys on the other side allowed that to happen.
Remember, there was a case I talked about recently that happened in New York where there was a guy without a lawyer. He felt like he wasn't well-spoken. And so what he did was he used an AI-generated avatar to argue his case via video. He felt like his messaging wouldn't have been as effective had
true.
He just been up there trying to, you know, voice whatever he wanted to say. So the problem with that was that the judge figured out that it was AI and didn't like it. So it sounds like that was more secret, but this was very much out in the open, like, hey, we're doing this. Obviously, you can't hide the fact that the guy's no longer there and that they're all of a sudden seeing and hearing from him. But you couldn't tell the difference between the AI-generated video, right, versus the video that they played at the beginning of that clip?
No.
For the real Chris.
No, you couldn't tell the difference. That is frightening, isn't it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know. To me, that's a step too far. And it's a great example of everything we should be worried about and more when it comes to this whole issue of AI. I don't know how we put our wrap our arms around this thing, but it's got to have this is my favorite meme on the internet right now, is that image of John Connor as a young kid from Terminator kind of giving the camera a side eye and is like a warning from the past, from the future. How could you let this happen? Because, you know, he comes back to try to save his family, save the world from Skynet being developed in the first place, and they send a Terminator back from the future to try to kill him. We've really got to be cognizant of what we're creating here, because it's going to quickly get out of control.
That's my concern with it.
Somebody today could decide, you know, I don't like Kim St. Ange, I'm going to take clips of her voice from the radio over the past year and a half, 2 years, or TV from before that, and I'm going to put together a video making it sound like she said something she didn't say.
Well, that happened.
And it's happened.
It has happened with the school principal.
Yes.
Somebody was mad at the principal, so they put words in the principal's mouth using AI, and they did figure it out, and the guy, I think, ended up getting charged. Point is, it still potentially, well, arguably, ruined that principal's life because so many people saw that on social media and
right.
automatically assumed, because why wouldn't you, assume that that was the real guy, and he was saying things that were, I think, racist and just discriminatory. They weren't good things.
Well, I think there are going to be laws in place to hopefully to prosecute if they're used. That's the thing. We hear all these things. Oh, we need more gun control. We need this. We need that. No, we don't. We need to enforce the laws that are on the books. The kid that shot up the Gateway Performing Arts Center over here should never have had a gun. But you know what? When the whole investigation was over, the guy that sold him the gun had no had no consequences for that. And until there are consequences and the laws that are on the books are enforced, nothing but bad is going to happen. It would be my argument on that, for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.